Delaware Governor John Carney wants to close three Wilmington schools and expand two others. But this week, the board sent a clear message to the governor. Good idea, but not so fast. Chris Barrish from WHYY's Delaware Desk reports on the latest developments in the ongoing mission to improve low-performing, high-poverty city schools.
The schools are in Wilmington but are under the Christina School Board. It met this week to decide whether to give preliminary endorsement to the plan developed with only limited input from the seven members. No one expressed displeasure with the biggest component, closing three elementary schools and expanding two others into kindergarten through eighth grade schools. But the governor's timetable, making the changes and building renovations before fall 2018, did not fly.
Then let's not just throw these kids in a school that we already knew needed work.
That was board member Meredith Griffin, who persuaded colleagues that the schools to be renovated and expanded, Byard and Bancroft, cannot be ready in time.
We still are disrupting family structures. Now, that's going to happen if the decision is 2019-2020, but you have time and you're giving people time to come to grips with what that looks like and walk them through a process.
State lawmaker John Kowalko worries about student safety in the merged schools.
It could be conducive to a very threatening atmosphere. You have neighborhood kids that are legion to their own gangs, but if you start grouping them all into two massive structures, you're setting the effect, the tinderbox effect.
The board is awaiting Carney's next revisions to the plan and will take a second vote next week. But they still have until the end of February to decide whether and how to proceed. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barrish, WHYY News.